Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I have a game here I would like to review to you. It is called Tank Battle Endless Gunner. It is a paid app, and the developer behind this also created something you have recognized as Super Tile Smash, Night Commander, and Minesweeper. Those are the three games he has created in the past. He decided to create a game called Tank Battle. It is pretty much that. You are in the midst of a tank battle. You're placed on a battlefield with other tanks, and your objective is to take out the tanks. Now, of course, it's a lot more than that. There's a lot more objective and strategic things you have to do with this. Along with the battlefield that you put in, you have to keep an eye on your armor level. As you get hit, you'll lose your armor, and you'll have to find ways to replenish the armor loss. Along with gas, every time you move around, you will use up a certain percent of gas. You'll have to replenish gas. And most of all, the ammos that you use to spend in shooting your shells to get to the other tanks, you have to watch your ammo level and also to replenish it. With every battlefield, there are crates out there. There will determine on each different waves, there will be a number of crates. And these crates will offer you the option to replenish one of the following items I mentioned before. And that is pretty much it. It's just an endless wave after wave after wave of try to annihilate each other and defeat each other. Obviously, you want to win, so we want to take out those tanks. Okay, so when I go to the tank battle cell, I'm going to show you the main menu first. So we'll go to the icon here.
Tank battle.
And one finger double tap.
Tank battle.
Okay, so if this is your first time to the game itself, when you open it, you will get to the main menu. We'll say Tank Battle. It'll be right here on the screen. If you are coming back to resume a game, it'll drop you right in the middle of where you were before, and you can resume where you left off. Now, if I go to the right here,
highest wave is 6. Button.
This will show you what is the highest number of waves you have completed so far. Obviously, in this game, I'm at 6. I could continue that, or I'm going to start over. In this podcast, I'm going to start over from fresh so I can show you what to expect and how to use the game, obviously. So go to the right.
Start button.
This is where you start. You want to start a game. You double tap that. But before we do that, let me show you two more items.
Options button.
Option is the place I will come back to and recap this. This is where you restart the game. The option is place in the middle of the game. I will show you where to find it and how you can restart the game if you want to do that. Now, to the right of this,
help button,
obviously is the help area. This is where the description is of a summary of the game and how to play the game if you would like to take a look at that. So let's go ahead and dive right into the game itself.
Options, start button.
Now, there's a lot going on in this game, so it's real time. Things are moving, things are being shooting at. I'm not going to worry too much. I'm going to focus on the interface and the mechanism, what you can expect this game, because we're in the first wave. It's going to be pretty slow, and things aren't going to be as ferocious as the higher the waves you get. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and do one finger double tap on that.
Start. Infantry range 439, armor 1.
Okay, this will depend. It will depend where it will drop you. Sometimes it will drop you in random spots. But what I want to start is the bottom row. The bottom row contains what your armor, your gas, and the ammo. Let's go to the bottom left of the screen.
100% armor.
You have 100% armor. So we have not been hit, obviously. So if we go to the right.
100% fuel.
We have 100% fuel. We haven't moved. We haven't used the tank. Cool. Go to the right.
-2 wind.
Now, this is important. This is going to be very vital to know when you are about to shoot something. The wind speed is going to be a major factor. How and where you think you should project your elevation of your turret gun to shoot the shell. I'll come back to that in a few. Go to the right.
60% shell.
All right. At the bottom right is your shells. Right now, we're at 60% of this particular shells. There are different types of shells. Let's go in here. One finger double tap.
60% shell.
I'm going to go to the top with four fingers. Tap to the top.
Star 0.
All right. Right now, since we began the game, we have no stars. You have to earn these stars. And once you receive these stars, then you're able to upgrade or purchase things that you may need to help you out with the game. So as you swipe to the right.
Options.
There's the option I was telling you about. If you double tap that, and which we will at the end, I'll show you how to restart the game if you want to do that. Now we're going to go to the right.
100% firecracker, range 250, payload 25.
All right, this is the firecracker. So right now, you heard the percentage, how much we have left of the firecracker. Now, the most important thing to hear is the range. You heard that it has a range of 250. That's going to be critical, and I'll explain as we go. Let's go see what other type of shells we have. Go to the right.
80% budget, range 500, payload 50.
That is a 500 ranger. Let's go to the next.
Selected 60% Bone Shaker, range 750, payload 75.
I love that name, the Bone Shaker. And that has a range of 750. And then obviously we have the Hellfire.
40% Hellfire, range 1,000, payload 100.
Woo! 1,000. That is a far distance. Now, each one of those shows you the percentage of how much you have in each of those ammo. Yes, during the game, we'll have to replenish it and stock up on it, and I'll show you how to do that as we go through the game. Now go to the right some more.
Upgrade fuel tank needs 2,500 stars, current 100.
We don't need to upgrade it because we have already 100%. Plus, don't forget, there are crates out on the battlefield that may have armor and gas and things like that. But if you're in a dire need and you cannot find anything to replenish and you're about to run out of something or whatever not, you can purchase things with this. So let's go see what else we can purchase.
Upgrade armor limit needs 5,000 stars, current 100.
Okay.
Upgrade arsenal size needs 1,875 stars, current 25.
25% of this particular one that I picked.
Supply drop, 500 stars.
Supply drop. This, it'll just drop the supply right onto the battlefield.
Fuel drop, 1,000 stars. Armor drop, 1,000 stars. Ammo drop, 1,000 stars.
And that's the last one. Obviously, if you don't want to, it obviously is cheaper just to get a drop, but you won't know what you get on the battlefield, so it's a mystery box, per se. All right, so before we can proceed on, let's go back up to the firecracker.
Fuel drop, 1,000 stars. Supply drop, upgrade. 40% health, selected 60% bone shaker, 80% budget, range 500. 100% firecracker, range 250, payload 25.
All right, this has got a distance of 250. Let's go double tap that.
100% firecracker, range, infantry not in range, distance 439.
All right, so we got a lot of things just talking to us at the same time. So now that we got the bottom section explain. So I got 100% of ammo shelf with a firecracker with a distance of 250. All right, let's go to the top left.
Reverse.
We have the motions of the tank. We can reverse the tank, and then at the top right,
forward,
we can move the tank forward. This moves in increment of 100. So let's just say the target is 500. If I hit forward, it'll use up 100, and we are now closer to the distance. Now we're at 400. Go forward again and go closer by another 100, and we'll be there at 300. Each time we move the tank, it will use up the gas. So let's do a forward here.
Forward.
Double tap.
Forward.
So I move forward. Let's check the gas here at the bottom.
99% fuel.
See, it just spent our fuel there by 1%. Not a big deal. Now, what's really important is the buttons between the reverse and forward. So the top left is reverse, top right is the forward. Right in the middle of those should be crates.
Crates 2.
And?
Targets 1.
Targets. Crates, it tells us there's two crates out there and one tank target that we have to hit. Let's go back to the crates.
Crates 2.
I'm going to go double tap on that.
Crates 2.
Right beneath this is what we call the scope. Let's see what the scope says.
Weapon cache range 88, value 4.
Ah, there's a weapon crate. See, it got ammo. Now, here's an advice for you. Since we have 100% of firecracker, we don't want to waste that. So let's go to the shells.
100% shell.
And double tap
100% shell. 40% hellfire range, 1,000 payload 100.
Let's go to my favorite, the bone shaker.
Upgrade fuel tank needs 2,500. 60% bone shaker, range 750, payload 75.
All right, that one. See how it says 60%? Select that.
60% bone shaker, range 750. All right, change the ammo.
When you go after this cache, and these crates with the ammo, it's only going to replenish what you're using right now. So the nice part about this, you can replenish what you need rather than just getting in a mystery box. I don't know which shell I'm going to get, whatever not. So let's go back up to the scope.
Weapon cache range 88 value 4.
To get to there, you can either go forward, I suppose, but the easiest way to get to these crates is just do one finger double tap on that area, and that'll take me straight to the crates. Yes, it will spend some of the fuel, whatever it takes, to get to the distance, because the distance is only 86, so that's not very far at all. If it was like 450, you'll be spending like about 4% of your gas just going there. But keep that in mind, because you got to remember where things are and how far you have to go. So you got to reserve your fuel and stuff. So let's do one finger double tap on the weapons crate.
Weapon cache range 88 value 4. Infantry range 427, armor 1.
Excellent. Now, I should have raised it up.
76% shell.
Yep. I went from 60 to 76%. So let's go back to my
76% shell.
Back to my firecracker.
40% hellfire range, 100% firecracker range, 250 payload, 100% firecracker.
And
infantry weapon range distance 427.
All right. So that changed the weapon. And I'll explain this on the next one. So let's go see what the next crate is.
Infantry not in range, distance 427.
All right, so that tells us the infantry where our tank is. So it's too far. I said it's not in range. That is because I'm using the firecracker with a distance of 250. It has to be within 250 before I can hit that tank. Obviously, if I'd have stuck with the bone shaker, it would have been within distance. So I'll show you that in probably the second wave. We'll change things up. However, for right now, let's go to the crates.
Crates 1.
And double tap.
Crates 1.
Let's see where the next one is.
Weapon cache range 69, value 3.
Ooh, another one. This is nice. Let's go back.
100% shell.
I'm going back to the bottom right.
100% shell. 40% hellfire range, 1,000 payload, 100.
Let's go to
76% bone shaker range, 750 payload, 75.
Let's get some more bone shaker. Let's double tap.
76% bone shaker range, 76% shell.
Let's go up to the scope.
Weapon cache range 69, value 3.
And double tap.
Weapon cache range 69, value 3. Infantry range 358, armor 1.
Woohoo! All right, we increased it.
88% shell.
See, now we're up to 88%. Let's go back.
88% shell.
I know.
40% hellfire range, 1,000 payload, 100.
You should have gone with the hellfire, Tom. I know. You can do what you want. This is just a demonstration. Let's go back to firecracker.
Selected 80% budget range, 100% firecracker range, 100% firecracker range. Infantry not in range, distance 358.
Now it's not in range because I'm down to 250 and the distance is 300 some odd space to that tank. So what else other crates have got?
Crate 0. Crate 0.
We're out of crates. All right. So this is the fun part. Let's go see what we have in terms of target.
Target's 1. Target's 1.
Target. Look at the scope.
Infantry not in range, distance 358.
It's 358 distance. So firecrackers, you got to have 250. Now, what's the advantage of all the different shells? Well, the further you are out from the tank, the less chance you're going to get hit by them. Obviously, because we're in a close proximity when we're shooting at each other, the further we are, the harder it is for them to hit us. But that also goes vice versa. It's going to be hard for us to hit them. Now, you have two options here. We can either hit the forward button to go closer to it, and if you're out of ammo, you can just keep going forward and run over the tank if you want. So whichever tank has the more armor is going to be the winner. So remember, you can just run over them if you're out of ammo. Otherwise, I wouldn't suggest that, of course, but I would just go ahead and knock them out. Now, the firecracker, we have to get closer to it. Now, I want to show you something. In the middle of the screen, it's like a log file. So let's go to the scope again.
Infantry not in range, distance 358.
Okay, go to the right.
Wind is now minus 3, last entry.
It tells you about the wind speed. Remember that wind it was telling you about? Right now it's negative 3, so the wind is coming from my back, so it's going to take my tank out, or I should say the shells out further, which is nice. So let's go to the right.
Wind is now minus 3. Wind is now 9. Wind is now minus 8.
See how it keeps moving around?
You lost 1 armor.
Oh, I got hit at some point, so I lost an armor.
Fuel used 1.
I remember I moved around. I lost fuel going to different things.
Wind is now 8.
It will show you kind of a log activity. Why I'm showing this is because it's essential when you try to hit a target. So let's go up to the target again.
Infantry not in range, distance 358.
Remember the two options I was telling you about? The first option was to go forward. Well, you can also just double tap that and it will reduce it in half. So let's do that.
Infantry not in range distance, 358. Infantry range 179, armor 1.
All right, we're at 179. We are now within range of our firecracker. And remember, the firecracker goes 250. So if I were to shoot at the, let's just say the sweet spot of the elevation, which is 45 degree angle. In theory, if I had zero wind at 45 degree angle, it's going to go 250. That makes sense? Because this is shorter, we're going to have to raise the gun up a little bit higher so we can lobby it higher and it'll be a shorter distance. Plus, we got to keep the wind in factor because if we got a lot of wind coming against us, the lower it'll have to be to shoot it. Otherwise, if it's behind us, we'll have to raise it up a little bit. Hope that makes sense. I know that's crazy, but it's all about physics and how to project something with the wind involved. Now, you may hear this little ting, 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 ting. That is your turret. That means you're in range of a gun. Now, this is at 180. Now, tap the center of the screen.
58, elevation.
On. I'm going to say, because if, let's go tilt the screen to the left or right. As you tilt it, tap it.
53, elevation.
All right.
45, elevation.
There's 45. Let's shoot at 45.
45, elevation.
Now, we missed. Now, if I swipe to the right.
You lost one armor. Last 45 over by 25.
I am over, so it went too far. I'm going to have to raise my turret up. So let's go back to the turret.
Wind is now minus 44, elevation.
And let's go to
48, elevation.
48.
48,
aha.
Elevation. Plus one total wipeout equals 50 stars.
Boom, boom. We got a first target. Yay. All right. Let's go to the top of the screen here. Four finger tap. Top.
Well done.
Well done, sir.
Wave one completed.
Okay.
Plus three targets equals 150 stars.
Excellent.
Plus one total wipeout equals 50 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Less one firecracker equals 10 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Less four damage equals 20 stars. Less four fuel used equals 20 stars. Stars awarded 150.
All right. We got a whopping 150. Yeah, that's not so good, but that's all right. That's how you determine the stars. That's how much we gained. To go on to the next wave, simple. One finger double tap.
Stars awarded 150.
And
forward.
We are now into the game. Let's see what we got here. Let's go towards the top here.
Crates 3.
We got 3 crates.
Weapon cache range 93, value 9. Targets 1.
And 1 target. Hmm. Let's see here. Let's see how we're doing.
96% armor.
We need some more armor.
96% fuel.
More fuel. I know it's high, but we're early on in the wave. It's going to help us all we can do.
92% shell.
And we spent 2 on the firecracker. We're down to 92%. So let's see what kind of crates we have.
Crates 3.
Remember, double tap crates.
Crates 3.
And go to the scope.
Fuel dump range 60, value 8.
All right. Let's go to the fuel. One finger double tap.
Fuel dump range 60, value 8. Weapon cache range 18, value 2.
Don't you love the sound effect? Bloop, bloop, bloop. So my gas should be 100%. Let's check.
100% fuel.
Woo! All right. Let's see what other crates we have.
Weapon cache range 18, value 2.
Ah, there's the weapon. Let's go to the Hellfire. I know, everybody wants to use the Hellfire.
92% shell.
Double tap 92% on the shells.
40% Hellfire range, 1,000 payload, 100.
Ah, let's get some more Hellfire.
40% Hellfire range, 1 win.
All right, let's go to that weapon.
Weapon cache range 18, value 2. Weapon cache range 18, value 2.
Got
a range 360, armor 3.
Now we should be up.
48% shell.
Yep, it went up. Excellent. Let's see what else we got out there.
Gunner range 360, armor 3.
Oh, go to crates.
Crates 1.
One last
crates
crate.
1. Weapon cache range 15, value 9.
Woo! Let's go out there again.
Weapon cache range 15, value 9. Gunner range 345,
now,
armor 3.
Now, let's see how much gas we use so far.
98% fuel.
Not too bad. We're doing pretty good. Because we have a Hellfire, that's the furthest out. You can go to 1,000. It's going to be a lot harder to hit. What the heck? We'll try. Let's see how far the tank is.
Gunner range 345, armor 3.
We're going to have to shoot really high up because remember, the sweet spot 45 was shoot 1,000. So we only want to go a third of that distance. So what do you think? 80%? Oh, let's find out.
65, elevation. 71.
I'm making
elevation.
That up, by the way.
71, that's... elevation. 71, elevation. 75, elevation. 77, elevation. 78, elevation. 77, elevation. 79, elevation.
Right there. Let's try it.
78. 79.
Ah.
You lost one armor. Lap 78 over by 275.
I went way over it by so many distance. Oh my gosh. Whew. I can go back and reverse if I want to so I can have some more room to shoot. So really, that's why it's going to be almost impossible to use that. So let's go to the bone shaker.
80% shell. 80% shell. Selected 80%. 80% budget. Range 500. Payload 50.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's do the budget. That's 500.
80% budget. Range 500. Payload 55. Elevation.
That's 500.
Gunner range 345. Armor 3.
All right. This is more realistic. We still, if you do 45, it's going to be 500. We don't want to go that far. So we're going to try to go up to like 50-something. So let's try, what do you think? 52? Let's go 52.
70.
Let's
elevation.
Check the...
Minus one wind.
All right. The wind is...
66.
Pretty elevation. Mild.
72. Elevation. 63. Elevation. 55. Elevation.
A little bit lower.
52. Elevation.
Shoot.
53. Elevation. Less one hellfire equals 40 stars.
Woo-hoo. Let's see what we've got on here.
Well done.
Well done, sir.
Wave 2 completed. Plus 4 targets equals 200 stars.
Ooh.
Plus 1 total wipeout equals 100 stars.
Nice.
Less 1 hellfire equals 40 stars.
Ah.
Less 4 damage equals 20 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Less 3 fuel used equals 15 stars. Less 3 fuel spilled equals 15 stars. Stars awarded 210.
I got 210 stars for that. All right, so let's get out of this game. There's two ways to do this. So let's go ahead and double tap here.
Stars awarded 210.
Now we're on the
armor
third
range
wave.
396.
If you can just swipe out, you can just go back to the app switcher or hit the home button or just hit home to get out the game and come back to it, and we'll zoom exactly where you left off. Otherwise, if I go to the bottom right.
76% shell.
Double tap there.
76% shell. 80% hellfire range, 1,000 payload, 100.
Let's go to the top.
Stars 360.
That's total 360 stars. Go to the right.
Options.
And there's the option I was telling you about before. Double tap that.
Alert. Options.
Now I'll show you all the things you can do in here.
Cancel. Button.
You can cancel.
Help. Button.
Help.
Restart game. Button.
There's the restart game I was telling you about. Go to the right.
Contact us. Button.
You can contact them.
Highest level 6. Button.
And I'll show you the highest level. If you want to contact John, you can double tap that. Otherwise, if you want to start all over from scratch for the first wave, you go to the restart button there. So I hope that I went over this and it makes sense to you how to play this game. It's a little bit of fun. I like this quite a bit. I've been playing it for a little bit, I don't know, the past day or so, and I enjoy it very much. And it is, I believe, $1.99 US in the App Store for yourself. So that is going to be Tank Battle Endless Gunner. All right, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.